is your conference about today?
Meeting with various leaders in the internet community here. This is my first time in Montevideo, and I'm eager to see how the community here works. And also, this is the regional center for all of Latin America for internet addresses. And so this is where the nuts and bolts, the sort of basic addressing system for the internet is administered in all of Latin America here. So I wanted to come by and meet the people and see the operation.
What is the future of the internet, in your opinion?
The future of the internet. The internet is here. It will become, it has become, and it will continue to become built into the interior and the insides of everything that we use. Eventually, the internet will be part of everything, and we'll stop talking about it.
Which are the challenges that people will face in the future with the internet?
So, the internet has, of course, been very successful, and a couple billion people are using it, but there's a few billion people more to go. One of the challenges is to extend the internet so that it's ubiquitous, so that everybody has access to it. Another challenge, of course, is to increase the speed and bandwidth so that it's easy for everybody to have it. Those are easy to understand. There's more interesting challenges having to do with security and with new applications and with ease of use and reduction of crime and fraud and so forth. And that is more complicated because it's a mixture of technical improvements and political improvements, law enforcement, legislative, international cooperation, and so forth. And so those are, I think, the interesting challenges in the future.
What about privacy?
Privacy. So the main issue in my mind, and this is somewhat controversial, for privacy is that different people have different expectations. Some people think that everything you do should be private. And other people say, you know, that's silly. That's everything you do is visible to everybody. I think we have to have improvements in privacy protection on the one hand and improvements in the understanding of what privacy is possible in a world in which information is flowing very rapidly. And so I think that's the main thing. We live with a lot less privacy than you might think. You go into a store, they know who you are, they know your whole history of purchases, but they use it in ways that you don't find too unpleasant, and maybe even good for you. And on the other hand, when you think of the government, you say, oh, well, that's terrible that they would know too much about you. But there's a balance there, and I think the balance has to come, as I said, from a mixture of technical means and also policy and legislative and cultural processes that are on top. So it's not a purely technical issue.
Is there any other question or any other thing that you should say or want to say?
We are in a period where the internet has grown tremendously, of course, in the in America and in Europe where it was started, and then it has progressed through the rest of the world. We're now in a period where the developing countries are developing very, very rapidly, enormous growth. And among the developing regions, Latin America is, I think, maybe the strongest. The economy is strong. And the political situation is reasonably stable. And I'm not hardly an expert, but my understanding is that Latin America is very, very much in ascendancy, on the rise. And so this is a very exciting time, I think.
Thank you very much.
Okay.